This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. To be or not to be opens one of the most famous soliloquies of William Shakespeare, but an exhibit currently at the University of South Florida changes that phrase to be well or not to be well. And there's the humor of it. Shakespeare and the Four Humors is a traveling exhibition designed by the National Library of Medicine, part of the National Institutes of Health. Since mid-March, it's been on display at the USF Schimberg Library, which recently hosted a reception to get students and faculty to check it out. Jill Baker, a fiscal and business specialist at the library, explained that the Four Humors were not funny. They're actually an ancient theory that the body had four substances: black bile, yellow bile, phlegm, and blood.
These were what they thought in those Renaissance times, that people, if you were not quite in balance or you were ill, that it was a problem with one of the four humors.
In addition, the humors corresponded with the four seasons, the elements of earth, fire, water, and air, and people's temperament. Cecilia Ferguson is a senior nursing student.
Even in Shakespeare, he was talking about melancholy and age and how it was in literature, but in science we describe this as depression.
The exhibit isn't limited to USF health students. Physics senior Matthew Saunders used to perform in Shakespeare plays and community theater, but didn't realize the roles that health and medicine played in some of them.
It's interesting, there's a poster over here talking about even some of the characters and how they represent the different diseases that might have been common threads in medicine back then too.
During the reception, the USF Health Chamber Players performed for the crowd, and the USF School of Theater and Dance's costume department lent some period costumes for people to look at and try on. Even Snitch, the library's service dog, donned a lime green Elizabethan collar. Members of USF's Humanities Institute were also in attendance, creating Shakespeare-inspired insult buttons. Director Liz Kisak found a three-column list of jibes on the internet. People then picked out something they thought was appropriate to describe themselves and wrote it down on a button that Kisak created for them. However, I decided to give her a chance to insult me, just like she thought the bard would.
I think we're going to go with a wimpled.
You're really putting some thought
into
this.
I really am. I get very, it's a big decision. Dog-hearted. Clot-pole. A wimpled, dog-hearted clot-pole.
Do we even know what a clot-pole is?
I don't. That's part of why I like it so much, is the mystery.
But a quick look online revealed just how much Kisak was speaking as sharp as a dagger to me.
It means sort of a slow-witted kind of person, and it was first used in King Lear. So no offense, but yes, it means slow-witted.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Insults aside, the presence of the Humanities Institute and the nature of the Shakespearean exhibit in general are just one way that USF Health uses the arts to help create more well-rounded medical professionals. Second-year med student Jamison Kwong says events like these give him a chance to exercise the right side of his brain, the creative, holistic thinking side, a bit more.
As practitioners, you know, we're always bogged down in books, but having this sort of humanistic side to medicine and kind of remembering, you know, it's also about the stories and about, you know, kind of how people express themselves in everyday life. I think that kind of adds to our expertise as healthcare practitioners.
And There's the Humor of It is on display at the USF Schimberg Library through April 22nd. To see photos from the reception, as well as check out the Shakespearean insult list, you dankish elf-skinned flap dragons, visit WUSFnews.org. For University Beats, I'm
a wimpled, dog-hearted clot-pole.
No, I'm Mark Schreiner.